Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. I'm New to Government Contracting, Where Do I Start? By Michael Lejeune is a practical business guide for entrepreneurs and small businesses trying to enter the U.S. government market, rather than treating contracting as a purely paperwork-driven process. The book aims to demystify how government buying really works and how a new vendor can move from interest to actual opportunities. Drawing on the author's long experience in government sales and coaching, it organizes the early steps that commonly confuse beginners, such as how to present capabilities, how to approach contracting officers and prime contractors, and how to build a repeatable pipeline. The book's emphasis is on actionable strategies and tactics, including tools that support marketing, sales conversations, teaming, and proposal execution. It also addresses common frustrations, like lack of responsiveness from government stakeholders, and explains how to adapt commercial business development habits to public sector norms. The result is positioned as a Start Here roadmap designed to accelerate learning and reduce costly beginner mistakes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, deciding if government contracting fits your business. A central early theme is assessing readiness and fit before chasing solicitations. The book frames government contracting as a distinct go-to-market motion with different timelines, terminology, and risk factors than typical commercial sales. Instead of assuming any company can jump in immediately, it encourages readers to evaluate what they sell, how differentiated it is, and whether they can deliver under government rules and expectations. This includes thinking through capacity, compliance tolerance, cash flow resilience, and the ability to document performance and processes. The practical value of this topic is that it helps prevent two common missteps: overinvesting in registrations and proposals without a realistic plan, or pursuing the wrong slice of the market where the company cannot credibly compete. By focusing on translation, how your existing commercial processes map into government acquisition norms, the reader can identify what must change and what can stay the same. The message is not that contracting is impossible, but that a deliberate entry plan improves odds of early wins and reduces wasted effort. Secondly, building credibility with capability statements and capability briefings. The book emphasizes how government buyers and partners quickly screen vendors, which makes clarity of messaging and positioning essential. It distinguishes between a capability statement and a capability briefing and treats them as complementary tools rather than interchangeable documents. In practice, a capability statement functions as a concise snapshot of what the business does, why it is relevant, and how it aligns to government needs. A capability briefing is positioned more as the conversation or structured presentation that creates context, builds trust, and invites next steps. This topic matters because many newcomers lead with generic marketing language or long narratives that do not match how contracting officers, primes, or teaming partners consume information. By focusing on the purpose of each tool, the reader learns to communicate in a way that respects the buyer's time and highlights differentiators such as past performance, specialized expertise, and readiness to execute. The broader takeaway is that effective capability communication is not only about formatting. It is about reducing perceived risk for the government and making it easy for others to remember and refer your firm. Thirdly, getting responses and managing the reality of ghosting, a frequent pain point for new entrants, is silence after outreach, whether to contracting officers, prime contractors, or potential teaming partners. The book directly addresses this experience, describing why non-response happens and how to respond strategically rather than emotionally. Instead of treating ghosting as a personal rejection, it is framed as a normal outcome in a crowded market where stakeholders are overloaded, constrained by process, or focused on existing priorities. The practical guidance centers on improving the odds of engagement through clearer asks, better timing, and more relevant targeting, as well as maintaining a disciplined follow-up cadence. This topic also reinforces the idea that relationship building in government contracting is a long game that still requires measurable activity and pipeline management. By acknowledging communication barriers up front, the book helps readers avoid quitting prematurely or defaulting to ineffective shortcuts. The larger lesson is to build a system for outreach and follow-up that is professional, repeatable, and resilient, so the business continues moving forward even when individual contacts do not respond. Fourthly, pipeline discipline and the rule of 300 mindset. The book introduces the rule of 300 as a guiding principle for understanding volume, consistency, and conversion in government business development. While the exact application will vary by company, the core message is that wins are typically the result of sustained, high-quality activity across the pipeline rather than a few sporadic efforts. For newcomers, this topic reframes expectations. Registrations and one or two proposals are rarely enough to generate predictable outcomes. Instead, the reader is encouraged to think in terms of inputs that can be controlled, such as outreach, meetings, capability briefings, partner conversations, and targeted opportunity reviews. This emphasis supports a more professional sales operating rhythm, where results are monitored and the process is adjusted over time. The value of the Rule of 300 framing is that it pushes readers to build stamina and systems, which is critical in a market known for long procurement cycles. It also helps explain why experienced contractors prioritize pipeline hygiene and why consistent effort often outperforms bursts of activity followed by long inactivity. Lastly, teaming, partnering, and growing through the government ecosystem. Another important thread is that many companies enter the market faster by leveraging relationships with prime contractors and teaming partners. Rather than assuming the only path is winning as a prime immediately, the book highlights partnering as a practical route to build experience, learn acquisition expectations, and establish credibility. This topic includes the logic of being easy to work with, clearly defining your niche, showing how you reduce risk, and demonstrating reliable delivery. It also connects teaming to longer-term positioning, where the goal is not just to be added to a roster, but to become a recognized expert in a specific capability area. For new businesses, this perspective can reduce the intimidation factor of competing directly for large awards. It also encourages a more realistic growth trajectory, where early performance and relationships compound over time. The broader takeaway is that government contracting is an ecosystem, and success often comes from understanding who influences buying decisions, how value is delivered across the supply chain, and how to communicate your role in a way that makes partnership decisions straightforward. In conclusion, this book is best suited for small business owners, entrepreneurs, and business developers who are new to federal contracting and want a structured starting point that feels practical rather than academic. It is also a useful reset for companies that have attempted government sales and stalled, especially if they have registrations completed but lack consistent outreach, messaging, or a real pipeline. Readers benefit most when they treat the guidance as a playbook, clarifying whether the market fits their offering, sharpening how they present capabilities, and building repeatable habits for outreach, relationship building, and opportunity pursuit. A key benefit is expectation management. By addressing common frustrations like non-response and slow cycles, the book helps readers stay focused on controllable actions and long-term progress. Compared with many government contracting books that concentrate heavily on rules, acronyms, or compliance checklists, this one is positioned as more execution-oriented, focusing on how to operate day-to-day in the market and how to communicate with the people who influence awards. The emphasis on practical tactics, clear explanations, and business development discipline helps it stand out as a beginner-friendly roadmap built around real-world obstacles and the actions that overcome them. If you would like to support Michael Lejeune, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. In comments, after reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.